A gradual cool down is underway across the Northeast as temperatures have trended cooler today. Highs this afternoon are running in the 30s and 40s. A few spots south of Albany have touched the 50-degree mark. So while it's not as warm as it was earlier this week, these temperatures are still above average for this time of year. Now, we've seen a blend of clouds and sun across the region today, and the clouds have been quite thick, especially across the North Country, where there's even reports of a few snow showers in the Adirondacks. But from the Capital Region, especially south and east of the Capital Region, we've had some nice breaks of sunshine through the afternoon, helping to warm things up a little bit. And it's not as windy as it was yesterday. We had gusts yesterday up over 30 miles per hour in some areas, and the wind is quite a bit lighter across the area today. And moving into tonight, we'll see our next storm system approach. Initially, a warm front will work its way into our area, so we will see skies that will be mainly cloudy through the night. Now, we are looking for the potential for some drizzle, some mist, and some fog as we go through the night, which should not be an issue in most areas. However, some areas may dip close to the freezing mark as the night rolls along, so if we happen to see some of that drizzle or mist work in, there is the potential for some icing, especially in our colder valley locations, through the night into tomorrow morning. Otherwise, we'll see temperatures mainly in the 30s tonight across New York and western New England. And moving into the day tomorrow, a few icy spots are possible early, again, mainly in those sheltered valleys, which may dip close to freezing tonight. Elsewhere, we'll have some drizzle and fog in the morning. And then as the storm works its way into the northeast, we'll see rain develop through the day. And some rain may be heavy at times, especially tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow night. It's all because of low pressure that is riding its way up the east coast. It'll ride basically along the I-95 corridor and then lift to our northeast during the day on Friday. And we'll see a pretty good tug of cold come down from Canada. We'll kind of pull that air down, and that will allow for some lake effect snow across western New York on Friday night into Saturday. And at times, some of those showers of rain and snow can come across our area as we move through Friday and even Saturday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, cloudy, with a chance of drizzle. Some pockets of icing are possible, low in the 30s. Tomorrow, cloudy with periods of rain. Some icy spots are possible during the morning, with highs rising into the 40s to around 50. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, cloudy, a chance of drizzle, some pockets of icing are possible, low in the 30s. Tomorrow, cloudy with periods of rain, some icy spots are possible during the morning, high in the 40s to around 50. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight becoming cloudy with a chance of drizzle, low 36 to 42. Tomorrow cloudy with periods of rain, high 48 to 54. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight cloudy, a chance of drizzle, some pockets of icing are possible, low in the 30s. Tomorrow cloudy with periods of rain, some icy spots are possible during the morning, high 45 to 50. Region-wide on Friday, partly sunny with some scattered rain and snow showers, breezy and cooler, highs in the 30s and 40s, and on Saturday, partly sunny with a chance of snow showers with highs in the 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.